Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday, so we're dropping a bonus. This is a guided meditation from Joseph Goldstein, the great Joseph Goldstein, meditation teacher and co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society, author of a great book called Mindfulness. And the subject of this guided meditation is equanimity, an incredibly valuable and trainable skill, particularly right now. So here we go with Joseph.
Hello, this is Joseph. In today's meditation, we're going to be exploring the quality of equanimity. This is a quality of balance and impartiality in the mind. While in equanimity, there is an openness to all experience that allows for wise discernment and appropriate responsiveness to various life situations. In beginning the meditation, settle into the awareness of your body posture. Sit and know you're sitting. You might also become aware of different bodily sensations, sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant. Open to the feeling of these sensations. You might note pressure or tension or vibration, heaviness or lightness, heat or cold. Simply be aware of whatever sensation arises in the body that calls your attention, that becomes predominant in your experience. If different emotions or mind states become predominant, become mindful of them. Boredom, interest, happiness or sadness, fear or love. Simply including all of these different emotions or mind states in the field of mindfulness, in the field of awareness. As a way of strengthening the quality of equanimity, it's helpful to periodically check the attitude of the mind. We can do this by simply asking the question of ourselves in this experience of the breath, or sensations, or an emotion. What is the attitude of my mind in this moment? Is there wanting? Is there aversion? Is there expectation? Another way of strengthening and developing equanimity in our meditation is to notice whether there's reactivity or non-reactivity in the mind. As we're feeling the breath or different sensations in the body or thoughts and emotions, pay attention to whether there is a reactive wanting or aversion to what's happening. notice when the mind is in an open, equanimous space of non-reactivity. Simply aware of whatever's arising, whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, and seeing how all experience is part of a passing show. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And then slowly re-engaging with the world around you. I look forward to being with you next time.
Big thanks to Joseph. I really hope you enjoyed that meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I really could have kept that going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. The price you pay for your subscription supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these skills of mindfulness, which can be life-changing. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anybody who's new to the app. To claim your discount, visit 10%.com/extra. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/extra. If you're an existing subscriber, we thank you for your support. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge. And also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.